चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरविषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। भक्त्या विहीना अपराध लक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमन्ति कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना विन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वो विनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि नयुमान् त्वया इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमान्।
Today the class in Italian, the date and...
Oh, she's explaining them?
No, in Qatar.
We record now.
First of all, my humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my spiritual guru. नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड माई सेम हम्बल ओबीसियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। I remember when he called me on the last date, he was going to join his Radha and Krishna service in Golok Vrindavan. And he told me, requested me to help the devotees to whom he has brought. He has bring so many devotees from western and eastern countries. And he wanted that I should especially help them. And in last day also he, you know, that he requested me to give his samadhi. I did. So, you know that there is no difference between Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. If they are both qualified, so I must obey my Guru order. So without any worldly benefit, I am traveling whole world in this old age for their mercy. I am very happy that I began my tour from Italy, very successful preaching, and then to Miami, America, Costa Rica, Venezuela, Brazil, and then Hawaii, and from there again to
America,
here and there, everywhere, main centers, main cities of America, and then to Germany, France, and then to England I am coming. Very big tour of 4 months. Now it is going to be
end.
But I am very happy that I have inspired so many devotees and I have helped so many devotees. Those who connect themselves, how they can help others? Those who are fallen down, how they can help others? Those who have no faith in, a strong faith in name, in Krishna and Guru, they cannot help. Only false devotees will help. So we must know that what is really bhakti. Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Krishna Himself. Who is the power of that Krishna? And what relation we have with conjugal Radha and Krishna? And what is then process to attain the service of Radha and Krishna, conjugal? This has been told several times in Vedas, Upanishads, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Srimad Bhagavat is only authority. For transcendental things, transcendental knowledge, transcendental bhakti, and anything. And Chaitanya Charitamrita has quoted all these things. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is also a very authentic proof we can see. So you should know that Krishna is almighty. He is ocean of rasa. He is also rasik, the tester of that rasa. Very powerful. He has some all opulence. And he is so merciful. Sometimes he comes to this world, descends to world to help devotees, to sprinkle his mercy that we have fallen from him, we have forgotten him. Now he comes to help us. Sometimes he sends so many incarnations, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Narad Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, to help us. So they are transcendental. They only descend to help us. And for this reason, Krishna has sent also Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. They were very merciful. That is why Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he sent one of his arm to this country. He came with so many concessions, made so many concessions. Even you can chant very in small quantity, or you will be rejected. So he tried his whole heart that he should inspire you all. I think that anyhow you have come to me here to listen. Only by his mercy, through his books, by his disciples, so we are all indebted to him. We cannot repay him. So now I am going to explain the process to be happy forever and to serve Radha Krishna conjugal in a very easy process. we should try to know. I think that it should be also translated to the persons who are not knowing English. You are translating? Very good, very good. You should help them. I think all other knows English. You should know that Krishna is supreme personality. He has so many manifestations, like Ram, Narasimha, Jagannath, Baladev, Narayan, but all are same. Even God is same. He is also manifestation, one of the manifestations. Also Allah, Khuda, all are manifestations. All are the name of God. But as they are manifestations, in manifestations some are so high class, some are so having less power. But they are same. Like moon. Full moon, and gradually coming and going, reducing and
increasing.
But all are moon. But we are seeing from the angle of vision, and that is different. And that is why we see moon in different ways. But moon is one, always full moon. Always. When covered, we see that coming down, and sometimes we see that increasing. So in this way, Krishna is one without second. So many manifestations, but even all are Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Not Krishna, but not different from Krishna. Both things is there, different and non-different, like sun and his rays, like fire and his heat, different some and not different. Very wonderful thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us this. So, the easy process to be happy forever and to serve Krishna and Radhika conjugal in Srimad Bhagavatam and everywhere it has been told. Especially Rupa Goswami, one of the associates, high class of associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told, Anna vilasita sunyam jnana karmadjana pratam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. What is the translation? You should stand up and take any mic and Urukam is not here perhaps. Urukam Prabhu has come here? Where? Anywhere, taking rest perhaps. Latin. That is, he should be
Latin.
Okay.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, has described what is transcendental. Anya vilasita sunyam jnana kamajjana vritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. Uttam bhakti, or transcendental devotional service, is the constant, uninterrupted cultivation of all endeavors of the body, of the mind, and of words, and also of transcendental loving sentiments, which is favorable to Krishna, being meant exclusively for his pleasure, which is completely devoid of all desires except for the desire to serve Krishna, and which is not covered by karma, reward-seeking activities, which is not covered by jnana, the cultivation of knowledge with the intention of achieving impersonal liberation. I'm not covered by yoga, mystic practices, and also tyag, dry renunciation. This is called Uttama Bhakti, or transcendental devotional service.
Thank you. So we should know that whatever we should do for the pleasure of Krishna. But this is not sufficient. It is not sufficient. There should be no worldly desire in that service. Totally no desire. If anyone taking initiation from any bona fide guru even, is chanting, remembering, reading books also, but he has any desire that I should be wealthy, I should have a very bona fide and very well qualified son, very beautiful, young wife, any desire for liberation, then whole bhakti will be ruined. Then it will be not pure bhakti. It will be bhakti, but not pure bhakti, uttama bhakti. And it will be called arok siddha bhakti and sometimes sangha siddha bhakti. Mixed with karma, mixed with jnana, mixed with yoga, mixed with anything. So these are not actually pure bhakti. We know that 95% are more than that. Actually, they don't follow Uttama Bhakti or pure bhakti. Anyhow, they follow only Arok Siddha Bhakti and Sangha Siddha Bhakti. What is Arok Siddha Bhakti? If we are making any garden, if we are making Gurukul, if we are making Goshala, really these are not bhakti. But by doing so, the fruit should be given to Krishna. How? If there is a Gurukul, from why would all the boys will be given impression for bhakti. But we see that very rare students, they have impression. Otherwise, all ruined. Character gone. Not having obeyed their father and mother. Not humble. Not honoring devotees. They become like demons. I know so many boys, now they have become like desperate. If that impression would have come, very good. And for this, any high class of devotees or guru establishes this. They may be. There is no other process to make impression. By garden, we can take the fruits to deities, to devotees. If it is not given, then very bad. But further is chanting, remembering only to please Krishna and for Krishna, then really it is bhakti. I know so many devotees always serving by this method, making money for temples so much, less and less dollars and pounds they used to collect in 7 days, and they used to be. But what became of them? They left this Krishna consciousness. club. Bhaktivedanta Swami wanted that they should come and they should be high qualified devotees. Some became, some are devotees, but not all. So we should chant like this. What is Sangha Siddha? What is Sangha Siddha? You should define.
When someone is practicing pure devotional service, Swarup Siddha Bhakti, then quite naturally many concomitant qualities they manifest in his character. He becomes grave, silent, poetic, expert, a kind friend to all living entities, non-violent, and so it's described, these are the qualities of a Vaishnava. So someone may think that a Vaishnava has these qualities. So if I am cultivating and following these qualities, then I will be doing bhakti. But actually this itself is not bhakti. But these are considered to be the paribar or the family members which accompany devotional service. So the mistake is made sometimes that following these things, this is actually bhakti. But actually bhakti is hearing, chanting, remembering nine types of bhakti or 64 types described by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or three types, hearing, chanting and remembering, or out of all, the chanting is prominent. Tarama de sava shastha nama sankirtan. Nam sankirtan is the best of all. So this is called Sangha Siddha Bhakti, following the qualities of a Vaishnava. But if these qualities themselves are not actually connected with pure devotional service, they become quite useless, because even Mayavadis and atheists and others, they also cultivate these qualities, but to no avail.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Puri, he told to king, throw other devotees, not directly, or any other devotee. Tasi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to do the festival of Gundicha Mandir. What is this? Each year, nowadays, from first day, Pratipada.
Pratipada.
Jagannath wants to go from Dwarka to Vrindavan. Gundicha place is like Vrindavan. Krishna, as a tricky person, he declares that I am
sick.
I am not feeling well. So I shall go to Vrindavan
for a change.
But he is Lakshmi Devi, Bimla Devi. She ordered only for a few days. And he should return very soon. But he did not know that where he is going for change. So he ordered. So, one day before, where he will go in Vrindavan, the temple is called Gundicha Mandir temple. It is cleaned and washed, because Jagannath Dev will see. So Jagannath Dev or Krishna may see it on our hearts if it is so pure. any kind of desire is there, similarity is there. Whether you are chanting lakhs and lakhs name, 3 lakhs daily, he will not come. If any worldly desire. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there one day before to Gundicha Mandir, and he began to clear Brahm with his all associates, thousand and thousand associates, by doing kirtan and by Brahm. Only Brahm will not do. Never. Brahm cannot touch our heart. Never. To show these things, he told that, oh, we should chant and remember doing kirtan and then Brahm. Then it will have some effect. Otherwise, no. If you are doing anything, in your house, older life, oh, you can't Brahm. How? Govinda Dhamo Dharma Tadeti Govinda Dhamo Dharma Tadeti Govinda Dhamo Dharma Tadeti Govinda Dhamo Dharma Tadeti. You can do any job, but chant this name by heart, then your heart will be prompt. It will be pure and clear, neat and clean. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all associates began to chant and do kirtan with so many mridangs and with khol and kartal and pruning all. He picked up some stones, big at first. Which were very visible and can be collected. They first collected all in the whole compound of that temple. Very big compound. More than 20 lakhs of devotees can be in that temple. Big temple. Everywhere. They broomed and cleaned. Next time again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was brooming, and he told and requested all, I want to see how much they have broomed, and they should bring in their cloth,
dust,
how much they, even very fine dust were taken, and then with water, everywhere, with thousand and thousand of, full of Indian
Clay pot.
They were bringing from
Indradumna.
And it was clean everywhere, up, down, here, there, everywhere. And then he took his Uttariya Vasan there. And he cleaned by very spots that were very, very recent.
Stubborn.
Rub them. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita it has been told. When he started from Jagannath temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, so many devotees assembled there, and then he gave them tilak all with his own hands, and then garlanded them. No false
ego.
That I am guru, or all should pay respect to me. How I will respect others? Actually, this person are not devotees here. Guru he is who? He can respect others.
The symptom of Guru is Tinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahisununa Amanina Mandina Kritanya Sadhari. It would be very humble. Even more than grasses, grass blades,
blade of grass.
Oh, that will be very tolerant. More than trees, they may be dry, but they will never request water. If anyone is cutting the branches or trees, they will not tell that, oh, save me, don't cut me. They will never tell. And even you are doing and you are
throwing
a stones to
mango,
oh, they will get so sweet mango to you. Their bark, their seed, their fruits, their leaves, their juice, always for others, not for them. Krishna is telling we should be a devotee like trees.
Don't live for yourself.
Your life is for others, not for yours. Especially for Krishna. And if you are living only for you, then you are more wretched than trees and creepers. And then what is he telling? What is the essence of any value I told? Essence is Prabhupada Buddha Etenai. Here we should know. What are the dust? You should know what is the dust that Mahaprabhu was collecting? Kutinati, Pratishtha,
Lab Puja
and others. What is Kutinati? You should know. Kuti and Nati. What has been told that these are not favorable for Krishna Bhakti, that should be given up. Very boldly and strongly. The things, the persons, the association, any other thing which is not favorable to Bhakti, that should be rejected very strongly. Any wish, any desire, any fruit, anything which is not favorable to please Krishna or devotee and Guru, that should be totally rejected. If anyone criticizing a high class of devotees, you should reject them. You can cut his arguments. And if you are like Hanuman, you can burn whole Lanka and cut their tongues also. And if you are not that, keeping your
ear,
and you should be humble. And try to accept only the thing, the society, the association, which are very favorable to Bhakti. This is called association. All things we should try to do. So Mahaprabhu is rejecting. You should not go to yourself praise. Always try to honor others. Never you should have any wish to be honored by others. But always give honor all devotees according to their
ability,
good qualities, like bhakti, a standard of bhakti. So if you want to know the degree of bhakti, or you will have to be madhyama adhikari at least, then you can do. If you are thinking that being a kanishtha adhikari, and you are thinking he is Mahabhagavat, then you are offending Mahabhagavatam. First you should know that he is Mahabhagavat or not, then you can. Otherwise this is also a kind of
offense,
insulting them. And if you are not actually honoring them, it is also a like offense. So, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was removing all these things. Also you can know that first and second slok of Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita, also unwanted things, that should be brahmed. And if you are not brahming and not clearing them, then pure bhakti you cannot attain. You are not lakhs and lakhs. But, so try to follow all these things. What is first? What is first?
Vata Vedam, Manasakrodha Vedam, Diva Vedam, Udvapastha Vedam, Etana Vedanja Vishaheta Dira Sarvama Pumam.
You should explain the meaning by standing towards, facing towards.
Audience.
More loudly.
This verse is the first verse in Srila Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita. That is one who can control the six pushings, beginning from vacha vegam. Vegam means pushing. Vacha means of the words. Vacha vegam, manasa, the pushings of the mind. Krodha vegam, pushings of anger. Vacha vegam, manasa krodha vegam. Jiva vegam, that means the tongue. The tongue wants to eat anything and everything. Jiva Vegam, Udara Pascha Vegam, means the belly and the genitals. Vacha Vegam, Manasakrodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Pascha Vegam, Etana Vegam, Jovisha Heta Dira. Such a person who can control these pushings, he is known as a Dira. He's not disturbed by material dictation. And this person, Sarvam Abhimam, the whole world should come under this person. He's automatically, by his very nature, the Jagat Guru, the Guru of the whole universe, and he's qualified to instruct the entire world.
এখানে সরস্বতী ঠাকুর তো ওল্ডি সবার গুন্ডিতে আমার জন্য
বাট ইউ শুড নো দ্যার আর সিক্স কাইন্ডস অফ
আর্জেস
বাট রুট ইজ দিস টন হ্যাভিং নো ব্যাক বোন নো নো বোন বাট ভেরি All the north, if even you cannot control, all five other bits will come and they will control you. And if you are controlling this, then everything is right. It has two functions. What, you know? If they are not controlled, this tongue is not controlled. That can, you can tell any words to anyone. And then it will be very problem for you. And forever you will be ruined. You know Draupadi? She was queen of Pandavas. But he only told something which was right, but not for counsel. And she told, for Duryodhan, your father is blind, so you are also blind.
Like father, like son.
Like father, like son. And he was offended, and great war of Mahabharata was done for this. And thousand Billions of persons were killed in that, Mahabharata. Ramayana also, the war of Ramayana, only for the son of Sitaji, he chastises Lakhan sometimes. And this man, war of Ramayana, and so many were killed. So you should try to control yourself. Don't speak what is not good. And secondly, if you are not controlling bad or good, you are taking all things. All things. Meat, fish, drugs and everything. Then it also harms you. You cannot control then your mind. You cannot control your heart. Never you can control. So take only Mahaprasadam. And then everything will be controlled. And take always Hare Krishna and Divine Being. Then it will control that. It will not tell anything unwanted. So we should control. Then Atyahara Prayasasya Prajalponyamakra. So Prabhupada has explained this unwanted thing in the explaining, you should read. And we should try to follow. Then we can clear our hearts. Main thing.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that even though one may become free from the desire for fruitive activity, sometimes the subtle desire for fruitive activity comes into being within the heart. One often thinks of conducting business to improve devotional activity. However, the contamination is so strong that it may later develop into misunderstanding, described as kutinati, fault-finding or duplicity, and pratisasha, the desire for name and fame and for high position. Jivahimsa, envy of other living entities, and nisidachara, accepting things forbidden in the shastras. Kam, desire for material gain, and puja, hankering for popularity. The word kutinati means duplicity. As an example, one may attempt to imitate Srila Haridas Thakur by living in a solitary place. One's real desire may be for fame and name.
Yes, sir. One thing I'm telling you. I know some devotees, Westerns, they went to Puri. They could not go to take darshan of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in temple. But in Gopinath temple, in Haridas Thakur Samadhi, Bhajan, Siddha Bakul, they can go everywhere. So one devotee, anyhow, he gets more than $1,000 to anyone who were there, Indian. And they told that you should give me the same mala which is kept here and Haridas Thakur was chanted in Mundai. And he took $1,000 and he stole away and he gave to devotees. Then devotees thought that, oh, I will chant by this mala and I will be liberated and I will have Haridas Thakur. But he was offensive. So imitation only will not do. This thing. I know nowadays all wants to have big mala of 5 kilos, not less than. They cannot chant, but they collect. Here also, big tulasi, and that Radhe Radhe, it is written on that. Yes. Oh, this will not do. False ego can come. Try to chant and remember purely and associate with devotees. So he is telling.
one's real desire may be for name and fame. In other words, one thinks that fools will accept one to be as good as Haridas Thakur just because one lives in a holy place. These are all material desires. A neophyte devotee is certain to be attacked by other material desires as well, women and money. In this way, the heart will be again filled with dirty things and become harder and harder, like that of a materialist. Gradually, one desires to become a reputed devotee or an avatar incarnation.
What? What is the meaning?
Oh, they think that they become gods.
Yes. Manifestation. Now, so there are so many like this, avatars. They have no belief in God. And they want to be guru. And after some days, they fall off. Like the germ of plague. You know plague? Now there are so many gods in India also, here also. So don't be like that. Try to be pure devotee. And this will help. No duplicity should be there. We see that, from birth they are duplicitous. They should not. Very simple, very simple. And always honoring devotees. This will help. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove all these things.